With us right now, Sergeant Kerry Johnson from Wausau Post, Wisconsin State Patrol. Rather interesting time on Highway 29 where you apprehended somebody with a rather suspicious backpack. What happened there?
That's correct. I was eastbound, and I saw an individual walking on the interstate, and I just basically pulled over to see if he needed some assistance. And as I did, he promptly tossed the backpack that he was in possession of into the weeds. And right then and there, I knew something was a little suspicious at this point. So I did make contact with the individual, and at first he denied having possession of the backpack. However, we later did confirm that the backpack was his, and he also advised that there were loaded weapons in the backpack.
How many weapons?
We found two weapons. One was a .45 and one was a .22. The .45 was stolen. We did have a hit on that ATF on the federal level, so we did were able to confiscate them too.
Any chance that stolen weapon came from one of the two gun store robberies in this area?
You know what? I have no idea. I mean, it's possible, but I don't have anything to confirm that. That's going to be up to the ATF to do the investigation on that.
From what I understand, this lone individual wasn't exactly the only person that caused a scene out there.
That's correct. Actually, the vehicle that he was in apparently had broke down on 29 out between X and J. And he was walking away from the vehicle. But at the time that I had made contact with him, I didn't know that. I just assumed he was a pedestrian out on the highway with a backpack. But then, yeah, we later confirmed that he had came from that vehicle. And the individuals, the owner of that vehicle was on probation and parole. And I suspect that he probably knew that. And they fled that vehicle before we got up there to make contact with them.
So you have three people in custody?
No, we only have one. We never found the other two. They fled the scene. We did a search. We cordoned off the area. We had canine involved. However, we were not able to locate the individuals.
Man and woman or two men, two women?
We believed it was a male and a female that was that vehicle. And that information comes from the individual that we had arrested. However, he did invoke his Fifth Amendment rights, and he no longer wanted to talk to us. So as far as we know, we only knew what he had told us, and it was a male and a female. And I believe it was the owner of the car. However, I can't confirm that because we didn't make contact with those individuals.
So at this point, you have the owner of the car in custody?
No, I have an individual that was in the car. He's in custody. I do not have the owner of the car or the other female passenger that was in that vehicle. That was what the search was really for, was to see if we could locate them near that vehicle, being that there were drugs and weapons that were found. However, we were not able to do that, and at this point, there is no ongoing search. We do not feel that there is any danger to the community at this point, because I can't say if that's actually they were the ones that were with the vehicle, being that we never made contact with them.
Did you find any more drugs or weapons in the vehicle?
No. K-9 did hit on the vehicle for drugs. However, the vehicle was searched at that point, and there was nothing else located in the vehicle.
Okay. So you know who the owner of the car is?
Correct.
Do you know the other passenger?
Not at this time.
Okay.
We only know what the individual we arrested told us prior to invoking his rights. We have a good idea of who it might be, but like I said, we can't confirm that.